proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our series about elderly champions of the Old Testament, we turn our focus to the prophet Samuel. In his day, Samuel served as a paragon of godliness. As the writer of 1 Samuel chapter 3 remarked, quote, "Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord," unquote. Samuel flourished during a period of time when, quote, "the word of the Lord was precious," unquote, and, quote, "there was no open vision," unquote. God first revealed himself to Samuel in the city of Shiloh during Samuel's youth. Instead of speaking to the nation of Israel through Eli the high priest, a man who had not restrained the vile behavior of his sons, God used Samuel as his spokesman. People would often come to Samuel for advice, just as Saul and his servant did when they sought for the missing donkeys. Under Samuel's leadership, the Jewish people experienced several spiritual awakenings. According to 1 Samuel chapter 7, for instance, that prophet led the Israelites to both a spiritual revival and to a great military victory over the Philistines. Samuel also gained renown as a prayer warrior. In Jeremiah chapter 15, God listed Samuel, along with Moses, as an example of a model intercessor. The author of the 99th Psalm included Samuel amongst those individuals who called upon God's name and had their prayers answered. When the Israelites wanted a king to rule over them, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 8, Samuel prayed to God before undertaking any action. Even after the Israelites had rejected Samuel as their judge, he still would uphold them in his petitions to God. As he told them in 1 Samuel chapter 12, quote, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you," unquote. Samuel had a reputation for unrighteousness. At the end of his ministry, according to 1 Samuel chapter 12, he challenged this his contemporaries, telling them, quote, "Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? When have I oppressed? Or of whose hand had I received any bribe to blind my eyes therewith? And I will restore it you," unquote. No one present could accuse Samuel of having committed any crime or any wrongdoing during his period as judge. As a leader, Samuel fulfilled several functions. In the 7th chapter of 1 Samuel, the author of that passage remarked that, quote, "Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life," unquote. Samuel served also as a prophet, delivering God's messages to Israel. And as a seer, God used Samuel to foretell future events. Samuel also served as a priest. He offered sacrifices on behalf of the Jewish people. Furthermore, he anointed both Saul and David to become kings over Israel. Samuel exhorted the Jewish people, even though he reproved them for wanting a king, an incident recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 12. He admonished them to, quote, "turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart," unquote. Even in his old age, Samuel continued to act as Israel's spiritual leader. He proved himself worthy as an elderly champion for God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.